I feel like if I were single right now, what would I do? I'd probably
stay single.
Probably. Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 199 of
How Married Are You? Okay, my name Belief, this is Yvette, married 13 years, live in California, and we got 4 kids. Relationships scary, very necessary, shawty love a struggle, ask how married are you? Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
1, 2, 3, and
it's chocolate baby story time.
All right, so this morning I'm after I got back from my little walk or whatever, Uzi was just crying. I don't know what happened, but
he woke up hangry.
He woke up, okay. And I just kind of took him in the other room and I made him do jumping jacks and then I made him do push-ups. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't even like it was discipline. I just started doing them and he couldn't figure out the coordination with the jumping jacks. Mm-hmm. So the push-ups were very easy for him though. So he did like 5 push-ups with me and then just kind of reminded him of his name, you know, and then cool little pep talk, little dad pep talk for Uzi. I can't wait for him to be able to go on the walks with us. And Anaya. I think Anaya would do well on those walks too. I'm preparing them for you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it seems loud today. The chocolate baby story time. The other day at Theo's hockey game, Anaya had to go to potty in a public restroom. And, you know, she's old enough now where I, like, get the toilet seat protector down and then have her lock the door behind her and I stand right outside the door. I don't sit in there with her anymore. And she comes out crying, like, real tears. And I was like, what is wrong with you? Because nothing could have happened. I was right there. There's nobody else in the bathroom. Nothing. My butt cheek touched the toilet.
Yeah.
She was devastated.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so funny. And I understand the distraught, like her, you know, whatever, but it was hilarious to me.
Yeah, that is really funny. I remember her saying that to me too, and I was like, it was like she had tears welling up in her eyes. It was
She was very disturbed by it. Poor thing.
All right, so right now is your opportunity to like this video, to subscribe to the channel that you've been mooching off of. Just joking. Subscribe to the channel, man. Like the videos. It really helps us out. Things are pretty smooth, man. We had a good weekend. And I had put out last week I put out a video talking about how we kind of redefined a lot of stuff with the kids and all that. You know, the kids had asked me earlier this year to take down like 300 videos off of our YouTube channel on Belief in Fatherhood. So all those old videos are gone. And recently they asked me to, you know, if we can start shooting videos again. So it was kind of like a back and forth, but it was like I was very silent this whole year because I didn't want to like kind of place blame on them. But at the same time, we took down a lot of videos off of YouTube on the Belief in Fatherhood channel, just out of respect for the kids. Now they're like, you can put those videos back up, but I'm just not going to do that because there's a lot of sensitive content there, you know, when I didn't know any better and stuff like that. And we have kind of moved a lot more into the how married are you stuff. So we're putting a lot more energy over here, which is, you know, we're grateful for the consistency. And so now we had 199 episodes and then we have episode 200 coming up next. So I'm really excited about that. Let's see what this email is talking about, man.
It's funny because this email, the title of it is Help, No Dating Experience. And last night, Glenn and I had an opportunity to talk to a group of young adults about like our dating experience and just things that we wish we would have done prior to dating and in the dating experience to help them. So I'm excited to see what this person is talking about. Also, I want to give you guys a heads up that Uzi and what's that boy's name? Uzi and Raya are home from enrichment program today. And so I can hear them. I'm not sure if y'all can, but who knows who's going to interrupt this podcast. Just as an FYI. I'm going to scoot over now. Am I hitting that thing? Is that why you're doing that? What's happening?
Doing what? I'm not doing anything.
Oh, okay. Hi, Yvette and Glenn. Oh my gosh. I've absolutely fallen in love with your podcast. I literally watched like 6 episodes at one sitting yesterday. Wow. Y'all are amazing. But anyway, to my question and a little bit about me. I'm 22 years old. I have never been in a relationship, partly because growing up, my parents were always like, guys will distract you from your studies and only want one thing, cough. Now that I'm in my 20s, I desire the experience of dating and relationship, but I'm scared to enter into one because, to be honest, I'm naive when it comes to guys and dating, period. I am afraid to choose wrong and also afraid of rejection, and I think I'm not as mature as I need to be. I have had people who have been interested in me, but I have been absolutely guarded and shot those opportunities down at the slightest inclination of a guy trying to befriend me. Now, there are 2 particular guys that I believe are currently interested in me based on my interactions with them. I think I may like one more than the other, but it has been really complicated with the guy in terms of why I like him. Is it enough to like him based on looks, him making me laugh and chasing me? And timing. I was against dating him when he was actively pursuing me, and now that I'm open, it's been hard communicate with him, just relate, etc. But we are friends right now because that was what I requested when he was trying to pursue me. At the end of the day, I'm honestly not so sure about him, but I can't stop thinking about him. The other guy that's interested in me has been very intentional. He's always checking up on me. I enjoy talking to him and getting to know him. He's a little more guarded like me, but from what I've seen so far, I really do want to give him a chance and see where things go. What should I do? 1, forget about this whole relationship thing and focus on working through my fears and maintain friendships with these 2 guys. 2, do it afraid and be straight up with Mr. Complicated Guy about how I'm feeling and see if he's interested in going out. 3, see how things progress with Mr. Intentional Guy because there are qualities that I see and appreciate about him. 4, another option up to y'all. That's it.
Yeah. I'm kind of confused by the email. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Can you break it down?
Okay. So she has never been in a dating relationship before, mm-hmm. mostly because her parents have encouraged her to focus on her studies. Mm-hmm. She's currently interested in dating and seeing, you know, what that world is like. She has 2 gentlemen that she's interested in, Mr. Complicated and Mr. Intentional. Mm-hmm. Mr. Complicated, he is
probably more attractive.
It seems like she's attracted to him physically. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, is that enough? Is it enough to like him based on his looks, him making me laugh and chasing me? So she's entertained by the pursuit, by the giggles, and by the looks mm-hmm. with that guy. And then there's the other guy, Mr. Intentional, who is a little bit more guarded like she is. He's a little bit more standoffish, I'm assuming. But he has made his intentions known. And she's saying, should I give him a chance and see where it goes? She's asking us what she should do. Forget about relationships and all. Let Mr. Complicated know that she is interested in him and go out on a date with him. Let things progress with Mr. Intentional Guy.
What would you do?
If I were her, I would make a list. I would use the How Married Are You list. Mm-hmm. And I would spend some time with that before pursuing either one. Because I think once, but then the sad thing about it, though, is I do believe that now that she has the two guys, she may start to tailor the list based on things that she has, which is why it's important to do the list prior to dating.
Yeah, make a list.
Anywho, if you think you can be unbiased in making your list, I would suggest doing that. Praying over it, seeking older, wiser women who have been in relationships, who are in relationships, or are married 10 years or longer, and have them look it over and say, hey, is this realistic or not, type thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think that's what I would do. I would still get to know these guys, I think. I don't know them, though. You know? Like, Mr. Complicated, is his looks all that's going for him? Or does he have more personality?
No, I think, you know, it's one of those things that I guess if it were me and I was in a situation like that, I'm always going to choose the one that treats me better. Right? Like, that has more sturdiness. Like, I'm going to make the decision based off of how I'm being treated. Not so much about how I'm feeling, right? You're turning on my headphones. You know, in my wisdom now, I would say that's the better decision. Because those feelings about Mr. Complicated are confusing. Like, you already named them complicated and intentional. You know what I'm saying? It seems like an obvious decision, but it seems like you're going to have more temporary fun with Mr. Complicated. And with Mr. Intentional, I feel like there's going to be a lot more depth, right? And so there may be a lot of fun, but there's going to be a lot of foundational grounding in the beginning, probably. So it's almost like you got to earn the fun with Mr. Intentional. And it's really going to be hard to get depth with Mr. Complicated because he's complicated, right?
That's your opinion. I don't know if I align with it.
All right.
Let me think. Trying to think of somebody who's complicated and there's not a lot of depth. I mean, I have friends who I have fun with.
Babe, there's so many people that are complicated in your life. You can't think of one person. There's so many complicated people.
You're so funny. Yes, you're right. I don't have a lot of depth. But is that because...
Wait a minute. I'm not saying you don't have
in
depth.
Those relationships.
Right.
In those relationships, those people. But is that because I'm not being intentional? Actually, no, I've tried.
You know what's crazy is that Mr. Complicated isn't just complicated. Like, he's complicated with her, but he can be intentional. You know?
Say more.
I think that someone who has this type of relationship, like how they show up in this relationship, they have depth somewhere. It's already being met, right? It could be like a relationship with a parent or with friendships or whatever. But with women, sometimes these relationships are just fun. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he can be, he just doesn't find it necessary to be that way, you know? Because I don't feel like people who are shallow, I don't feel like they don't have depth. I just think there's depth elsewhere.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't need it. But some people just are shallow people, you know? But I think in this situation, the charming, like Mr. Complicated is so charming that... it's almost like, what do we need depth for? Like, what do I need that for, you know? Like, do I really need that? But the whole thing is that, like, what happens when he's not charming? Like, what happens when he's not handsome, you know? And not saying that he'll run out of being handsome, but, like, that type of stuff goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how you look, if your insides are gross, then you just end up being a representation of your insides, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. You disagree with what I said.
Did I?
Yeah, you said I don't necessarily align with that.
Yeah, I didn't say I disagree.
Okay, well, what do you think?
I just think it's your opinion.
Okay. What's your opinion?
What do you mean?
Like, what's your opinion about, like, this guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think...
Like, his capacity for depth?
Not just that, but, like, I don't know if he's gonna be, like... If you're actually going to, yeah, his capacity for depth, yes.
I do believe that you're right in that maybe there's no depth there, but there's depth somewhere, right? Like, you'd hope that for somebody.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have it with a lot of people in your life, you hope they have at least one person in their life that they can be deep with or, like, go beneath the surface. I think that there is, like, maybe for him, there is probably a lack of trust. Like, they don't have a foundation to their relationship yet. And so I feel like some people, before they can get to that deeper level, they have to know that they can trust you. And so I do believe that that can be developed over time, even if it doesn't exist currently.
Yeah, but then you spend yourself trying to be worthy of someone's trust. And who knows how long that lasts. So to me, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm like, do you just automatically trust somebody when you meet them?
No, but like, yeah. How long does that take?
Okay, they figure that out. If it takes too long, then she can exit stage left.
Right. So I just find that seems like more of a project. You know?
And Mr. Intentional seems less of a project.
Well, I mean, he seems like a project within itself, but Mr. Complicated, and this is one, we're just talking about emails we got, right? We're not talking about these actual people. Did she send a picture of herself?
No, this is a new email. Sorry.
Okay. So, I'm like this. I'm like, the reason why Mr. Complicated seems like an easy choice is because it's basically simple. Like, I'm attracted to him. He's attracted to me. You know, we'll probably, you know, be compatible in other ways. Right. But it ends up becoming a project because of the depth that's lacking. So you end up having to do more work to try to fit into the things that he's intentional about. Right? So these guys, I'm not saying this is a generalization, but sometimes guys are like passionate about a sport because it's simple. Right? And so you end up trying to like a sport because you are trying to be in his world. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and some of these guys are kind of like, nah, this is just my thing. Where's your thing? You know, I don't want to share this, you know, so you just never know. But I feel like sometimes if you have to say that it's complicated, then I think you answered your question. But it seems like you might make the decision with Mr. Intentional, regret it. Because you wonder what could have been with Mr. Complicated, and then you end up messing it up with Mr. Intentional, you know? So, like, if you're going to choose Mr. Intentional, don't waste his time.
Yeah.
That's speaking from somebody who was in the friend zone.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think you should let it pass, though, you know? Like, if you're like, hey, should I just focus on my job? Like, I don't know. Maybe, if that's what you want to do, but.
Yeah. I mean, you're young, but I think this is a good opportunity, a good time to kind of experience different types of guys in order to figure out who you're attracted to.
Yeah. Why can't you date both of them?
I think it's okay for you to spend time with both of them, but just be upfront with them about the fact that you're spending time with both of them.
Yeah.
I think that's just respectful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hopefully that helps. But I definitely think you should look on our website for the date to marry list. I think that's what we called it.
Mm-hmm. And we could link it in the description.
Hopefully we remember to do that.
I did last time.
Oh, you did, babe?
Only thing we didn't do is the lube. Did we put the lube in the...
No, we didn't do that. But a lot of y'all asked. Oh, in the Amazon, yes. The lube is in our Amazon storefront now because I was getting DMs and emails.
Yeah, we got to respond to those and just let them know what
I
it
did.
Is.
No, I responded to them and gave them the link.
The DMs too?
My DMs.
The comments?
Oh, on the comments?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not. Yeah, I didn't read the comments. I've been not reading the comments. I got my feelings hurt.
Don't read them then.
No, I haven't been spending time in the comments. I'm not even going to address that comment, but whatever.
Okay.
I was going to say something.
Link the Mary.
Amazon storefront is updated with the lube link. Date to Mary list. Make sure you're signed up for our email list. I don't know, y'all. Get that. Do the list. I'm tired all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It just swept over me. Okay, we got another email, and I think it's so funny because she was like, I know y'all. She said, I know you guys said seeing what we look like is helpful. Insert picture, LOL.
No, she sent the picture. Okay.
She said, wedding party OG signing on today, and I could use some dating advice. So we're keeping with this dating advice. By the way, she's super cute. Super cute. I like those glasses, too. So I might need to know where you got those from.
Super cute.
I'm 31. I work full-time in ministry, and I'm part-time doula. Ooh, I like her already. I desire a marriage, but apparently I'm not what's being chosen these days. I often find myself not taken seriously as a dating option, and I'm occasionally friend-zoned. I'm trying to hard not to give up on dating, but this space seems rather empty. I'm not sure how to be found. I'm consistent in how I present myself, and I even frequent places that I genuinely like in hopes to meet someone who has a common interest. No matter my approach, nothing ever comes of my try. Oftentimes, we hear work on yourselves first, or work on yourself first, as if to insinuate that my inability to find partnership is because of a potential internal issue. But I've done the hard work of fixing and acknowledging my shortcomings and skewed perspectives. So what next? I'm at a loss. And let me not act like they're aren't guys interested at all. There are a few guys that have shown interest, but the follow-through is terrible, and I don't want to get caught up in the cat and mouse chase that comes with guys that would rather string me along than be intentional. From where I am in the dating arena, I'm finding it hard to have hope. What are some practical ways to date well, be found, look interesting, LOL. Thanks, guys. I have no clue.
Right.
I'm like completely lost. And let me tell y'all, we were working on a dating community, but it is no longer a thing.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. I'm sorry to like give you false hope because I don't know what's going on out there.
Well, I think that one, I agree, but like I don't know, but I do think there is a tactic to finding people, and sometimes you just gotta be around, you know, and be a part of a community outside of your normal thing, right? So why are you looking at me like that?
How am I looking at you?
Like I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm listening. What is wrong with me that I am?
No, I'm moody today.
You are.
Very moody today. I had a lot of adversity.
Did you?
Yeah, today.
It's only 9:00.
And this weekend. Sorry, I don't mean to take it out on you.
I forgive you.
Thank you. I think being in like communities that aren't yours, right? Mm-hmm. Stepping out.
She said she does that. Oh wait, did she say?
I don't think she said. She says she works at a church, full-time ministry.
Oh, she says she's intentional about going to places where she's interested so she can meet people with like-minded interests. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who are in this season of being like, yo, I have my own standards. I know exactly what I want. I'm looking for this, right? And unfortunately, when we hit a certain age, what we're looking for isn't looking for us. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, what we're interested in isn't like what we want to attract isn't attractive to the people that we want to attract. And sometimes that means we have to go outside of like what we think we want. You know what I mean? So sometimes that looks like age range, which isn't always, you know, the best thing. Sometimes that's race. You know what I'm saying? And those are things that I would say I would be loose on, because I would rather be loose on those things than loose on beliefs. You know what I'm saying? To me, like, well, he doesn't believe in God, but like he loves me. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather, if I'm this person, I'd rather be someone who aligns in faith than, you know, if it's all of the areas that I'm like, it has to be, it has to look like this. And I'm not saying, because she didn't say that. But I would definitely try that. I think when I found Yvette, right, I was like, I don't care what color she is, because I choose bad. Like, historically, I just don't choose well. You know what I mean? So, like, why am I putting it, making it so black and white to where, like, yeah, it has to be a black woman, And I literally said this to the guy, like, I'm not even, I don't even, like, I would love this, but I'm not saying that anymore. And, you know, that was hard for me, you know what I'm saying? Because that was something I really cared about. You know, it's like, I never dated outside my race. I don't want to start, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was just something I was on. But I knew that I didn't make good decisions when it came to choosing for myself. So it was about whoever God had aligned for me. But yeah. I would say that. What do you have to say?
I agree with that. I honestly just don't know. And it's really sad. I feel bad because I don't know. She's right, though. I feel like a lot of us will be like, just work on yourself, you know, and then whatever. But she seems like she's doing the work.
Yeah, but it's like, it seems like there's one thing about doing the work, and that's, and it's another thing, and like waiting for it to fall in your lap. It's another thing to being like, nah, I'm going out here and I got to go find this. Like, I got to be intentional about it. Here's the things I want. Well, first of all, you should make a list, right, of everything, right? And you can go on the website to get it. And it'll be in the show notes. But making that list of everything you want. And then from there, saying, okay, now I'm going to put myself in a position to get set up. Like, this is how I got Yvette. It was making this
how
list.
How you got me.
Yeah. I got this list and God made it happen. And so this list is really important. The link, this will be in the show notes. Just take it. It's like a worksheet. Just fill it out. And also on our e-course, I think we have a description about how to actually write, make the list and everything that I did to make the list, which is also available in the description too. But just to be clear, like, you can't just say, oh, I hope this comes and nothing's working out for me. Sometimes you got to be relentless and determined to find it. And I'm not saying you're not, but not saying that you have to approach every man you are interested in. But it may take that, you know, like, hey, like, let's, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's go out. Let's hang out. You know what I mean? It might take a little bit of boldness, you know, in this season. And I, you know, one, I just really want to just say I'm proud of you for even sending this email, because I know how difficult this could be where you feel like you're doing everything right and you're just not attracting the right people. I feel like that with business, with business a little bit, where, you know, for a while I'm like, yo, why does everybody like keep looking past what we're doing, you know, and they're not seeing the value in what we do? Like, or why doesn't this person, why wouldn't this person ask me if they could help me? You know, it's like you just kind of feel like, what am I doing wrong? And sometimes not you, it's just the season. It's just the season. And I know for me, like in this stage, I have to level up and accomplish a few more things before I can attract the people that I'm looking for, you know? So
I wonder, and maybe this is for you guys to comment on in the comment section, and I'll have to come back and read the comments. But I wonder if dating is any different post COVID, like post quarantining.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, is there like a pre COVID dating world and then a post COVID dating world that you guys are noticing? Because I know, like, I'm just noticing things with like the church in particular. And I know attendance is just different now for churches, and people are finding new ways to do church versus like going to a church building. So I'm just wondering if that is what it is. And I'm not suggesting like online dating, because I heard that that could be just as, you know, troublesome. But I am wondering, I feel like if I were single right now, what would I do? I'd probably
stay single.
Probably. But if I was desirous of being in a relationship, I think I would do things like join, like, you know how they have like soccer leagues and volleyball leagues and tennis leagues. I think I would join something like that.
Co-ed?
Yeah, like the co-ed leagues. Yeah. Mm. Or I would probably go to church, try to find somebody there.
Go to a different church. Because I think your church.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your church has your people there.
Mm-hmm.
And they all see you as a sister.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then, like, look to see what churches are offering. Like, you're not necessarily a young adult. You're young. But, like.
That was cold.
Well, I mean, young adults are, like, 18 to 25.
Okay, okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
She's 31.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, usually they have, like, hey, a young adult, something or another right here. At
there needs time. To be a gathering for young singles.
Yeah.
Like, yesterday, when we kicked it with them people and they were kind of older than we expected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that needs to be, like, a real, like, community of people that are cared for.
Mm-hmm.
Because after college, it's kind of like, find your way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's valuable for, like, yo, man, 25 to 30, 34, still out here, still need community, right? Those gatherings, that's where, like, the open mics would come in handy.
Yeah.
The poetry spots, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those type of events where it's, like, game nights and all that other stuff, like, those are really valuable. And those are hard to find nowadays, I feel.
They are. I agree.
Because we ain't going to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We would go there to drop some knowledge, but we wouldn't, like, you know, I think that is needed, though.
Yeah, I was trying to find, there's a girl on Instagram who I recently just discovered, and I started following her. Her name is, I don't know if it's Sade Solomon or Sadie Solomon, but she has a conference, and it's called Not Another Singles Conference. And I don't know what it is. I don't know, like, what happens at it. But I feel like that, I mean, and I know it's called Not Another Singles Conference, but I'm assuming a bunch of single people go. It's too, like, you know, whatever.
Very clever.
And so I feel like things like that, finding those types of events, because I just happened to fall upon this girl. But I feel like there's probably more of her out there. You know what I'm saying? So just being intentional about finding community in that way. She just had an event. I don't know when her next one is. But definitely just look for her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We don't really have a lot of advice on this one.
We need to find an expert.
Yeah.
Someone who's single and dating, or like.
Yeah, it just seems very like. It seems very difficult that, you know, people can't find their people. Here's something we can do.
What can we do?
This is what we can do.
What we don't do.
We can rely on our wedding party, people who watch this video, to leave a comment below, everybody. Not you know what I'm people who think they're exempt from leaving comments? Like, I'd never leave comments. I'm not leaving no comment. Just let us know where you met your spouse. Or where you met your significant other.
Especially if you've met them within the last 3 years.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't care what the answers are. In the club, you know, at the church, whatever. Like, so many people I know who have, Christian people met in clubs or met on dating sites or whatever. Like, I just need to know. We need to encourage our people here and mm-hmm. just say, okay, how are you guys meeting people? Mm-hmm. I'm just curious to know. So in the comment section below, let us know how you met your significant other, how you met your spouse. Leave that there. Yvette, how married are you?
I have one. I know I wrote it down, I think. Did I already say the one where you fell asleep?
And yep.
I need to check that off. Okay. So the other night, it was Thursday night. And, you know, Thursday nights at our house. Have we talked about this already, Thursday nights?
Yeah, podcast? I don't like giving days.
Whatever. The other night, we were at... I'm tired.
Where were we?
The other night, it was Glenn's time, or Glenn... was supposed to stay home with the kid.
Oh my gosh. This is not a how married are you.
No, it is.
This is bad.
No. This is so, I'm so married.
Oh.
Girl, if you don't talk.
Sorry. I needed to stretch it out. Okay. So the other night, Glenn and I, you know, we have this thing where since I don't have the night off anymore, I take Theo to practice and that's kind of my downtime or whatever. And Glenn stays home with the younger three. Well, that afternoon, the boys had asked me to play a game with them. We were playing Scrabble. Yeah. And Scrabble lasted way longer than I anticipated. But Anaya and Uzi wanted to do something with me. And I was like, oh, well, we'll do the pumpkins when we're done. Didn't realize that Scrabble was going to last as long as it did. I ended up having to set a 1 minute timer per turn for Theo and Raya because they were taking like 10 minutes just to spell one simple word. Anywho, we get done playing Scrabble. I start the kids on carving pumpkins, painting, all the things. Glenn comes home ready to be home with the kids while I take Theo to hockey practice. And he is just done. He is outdone. He's looking around like
I'm livid.
Who, what, why?
Who's gonna clean this up? Why are you doing this? You don't have enough time to finish this. Am I supposed to take this over? Like, I just kept asking a bunch of questions. Like, what are you doing? What were you thinking?
Yeah.
Why would you give me this?
We get it. This is my marriage.
All right, go ahead.
So, anywho, he was tripping. I was gonna take Theo to practice.
I was tripping. But was I accurate?
You were on point. Your emotions are valid. You were totally, what you said and how you felt were very valid. Don't let me like take that away from you. I would probably be slightly frustrated as well. However, it's core memories being made here. So what it is, what it is. Anywho.
What it is, what it is. What?
I'm speaking gibberish. I like literally am tired. So Glenn's like, nah, sis. And I was like, okay, I'll stay home. And that's how married I am. So basically I stayed home with the kids to finish what I started rather than leaving it with Glenn. I'm so married that I looked out for my husband and let him have some downtime. He went to go to the practice. He got to be productive at the practice. And, you know, it was a beautiful afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not married are you? I don't like the mm-hmm.
It
was very considerate. I could have left you home with those children.
No, you know what's crazy?
What's crazy?
Is that my issue was that, like, I would never do that to you.
Babe, it wasn't something that I was doing to you. It was something I was doing for my kids.
Right. But it still was my, it. You were going to turn it over to me. And I had to guilt you into staying.
You weren't going to stay.
I looked at, you guys should have seen it, the mixer, the little mixer. There was pumpkin caked up between the mixer thing and the little thing on the rod. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to like undo that.
No,
and my hands are going to get all slimy. My hands gonna get all slimy, and I was like, "Oh, this!" I just started looking at things and getting annoyed. I was like, "There's seeds everywhere. The kids are gonna have to bathe, like really, really bathe, you know, and it's always pumpkin in their hair or something stupid like that. It's always something, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, is Lily allergic to pumpkin seeds? We don't even know. She gets down there, she eats the pumpkin seeds and dies.
She ate the pumpkin seeds.
We don't even know if she's allergic.
She's still alive.
Guys, I just was so, and I know people are thinking,
can we move on?
He's doing a bare minimum. Da, 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 da.
That's not true. Nobody said that.
Man, you know these girls are going to say that. You know,
why do you think it's the women?
It is. We all know what's going on in the comment section and what they saying about me. We know this is 95% women that watch this channel. We see the analytics.
Is it 95?
That high.
Jeez.
So anyway, it's probably 89. But anyway, I just was like, yo, come on, you know? And yeah, I'm sitting there saying this, and Theo's like, we don't have time for this.
Mind you, Theo was the only child who did not participate in the pumpkin carving and painting because he's getting that old and yeah, whatever. But I just do want to say this one last thing about this, and then we can move on to how married you are. The mixer thing, all you had to do was push the button to eject them and pull it off that way and throw it in the trash. It was not that hard. You always make things seem like it's going to be like...
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it was like when you walk in and you see it's like ring, 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 I just thought I just thought it sounds like, oh my gosh. You know, because I was like, oh, I'm gonna come home, I'm gonna make dinner, maybe make Yvette dinner real quick. Like, I'm thinking about you.
Baby, you had no time to make me dinner.
I was thinking about you. Oh, I'm always so glad you were
thinking about me. How married are you, my love?
My Lord Jesus. I took the kids on a walk the other day, and we were learning about a bunch of stuff, and I was teaching them stuff, and I realized that I was going to go on that same walk again. I was like, oh, I should get Yvette another drink from that place she loves, but I didn't really want to do it because I was just kind of like, you know, I don't really have to do it. You didn't seem tired, you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't, but I was realizing that, like, me doing it on my own and me doing it in front of the boys is a lesson, not just it's a lesson for the boys that they would know that you just look out for your people. You know what I'm saying? And so we get to the thing and they're like, hey, you, and I was like, they're like, hey, you want to fill it up? And I was like, no, I don't want to fill it up. So I didn't fill it up. You know, that little tip, I didn't fill it up. And the kids were like, is this a surprise? And I was like, no, it's not a surprise. They're like, well, does she know you're doing it? Did she ask for it? And it's like, no. And like, you just look out for your people, you know? When you out, you just look out for them. I don't think they've seen enough of that. Probably more with you, but not with me, because you look out for me a lot. And so, yeah. What are you doing with your eyes? You got something to say? What's the problem?
That sounded like a chocolate baby story time.
It was a thing for you. But it was more about, like, that's a lesson you don't have to teach the kids because I did, you know? Did you drink the drink?
I drank the drink.
How married I am? You drank the drink.
I'm hating. I love you.
And I don't even know if you said thank you.
Did I not say thank you?
Did you?
Oh, shoot.
You got a call?
Yeah, I pushed it to 11:15 because
it's 11:15.
And that's just how married we are.